folks. This is David Shore from Preps and Child Protective Services. Yesterday, I did my review on Sound of Freedom. And a lot of things have changed after seeing that movie. One of which I have to touch on my clarification on parents encouraging their kids for transgender care. I want those parents to go see The Sound of Freedom. I want those parents to imagine it's their child that is taken. That one day, their child may go to school. And, you know, maybe they're watching them and a school bus shows up. And so, child gets right on there. And so, later on that day, their child's supposed to be coming home and their child's not there. They call the school. They said, your child hasn't been in school. But if it's like South Bend, you know, your child doesn't make it to school, you get an automated phone call saying, hey, look, your child hasn't been in class today. We need some update on that. But if it's Jackson Middle School, you don't get a call. Or if you do, you know, it's like the administrative, like the attendance office or something. How about this? You're in a busy mall. Or let's say you're just walking down the street and somebody comes and snatches your kid. That's what they want you to believe. DCS, Department of Homeland Security, all of them. But then after 72 hours, they say, well, nothing we can do. Your child's gone. We're sorry. We're worried more about the gender of a child than we are actually the child itself. My view has changed. I think parents who want to transition their child should look at themselves. Why are you doing this? I hear, oh, when my child was a baby, I knew that the child felt that they were in the wrong gender or whatever. You know, there is a reason why they don't allow kids to do something like voting, enlisting in the military, drinking, things like that. Because they do not have the mental wherewithal, the understanding. Guess what? If I do this, this happens. If I join the military, I'm going to be with a bunch of other people. Bullets are going to be flying all over the place. I hear explosions and all I want to do is get with my mommy and daddy. Call of Duty, video games like that, is a far cry from actually being in combat. Now, I was in a simulated war. And what that is that it's got everything else. It has the bullets flying over. It has the explosions. And I remember when I went through it in the Army. Guys were yelling and screaming. Guys were not moving. And they stopped the simulation. And they yelled at us, which rightfully they should have. They said, if this was an actual war, the enemy would know exactly where you're at, and all of you would have been dead. Either by the enemy surrounding you and just shooting until you're dead, or bombing, or maybe some of the guys would have just shot you that were around you. Friendly fire. So, let's do this. Ask the question, why is this transgenderism, why is a man saying he's a woman, why is that so important now? Why is it so important that Leah Thompson, or I believe that's what they call him, and I'm going to say him, why is it so important? Why was it important on that day that Riley Gaines couldn't have gotten the award? Or had two first place winners? That would have worked. They tied for first. They both each get an award. Problem solved. Why is it now? Why is it leading up to the 2024 election? Why is it so important that they have to get this out? They just had beauty pageants that were supposed to be primarily for women, transgender women, basically biological men dressing up as women. I always thought that there was cross-dressing. But now we got two different. We got cross-dressers and we got transgender women, which are basically biological men dressing up as women. Why is this so important? Why? You got the LGBT community, which they've respected, like, women's bathrooms, women's locker rooms. Title IX was for you ladies. So you could do the things like have your own sporting events, own locker rooms, own bathrooms, without having to have a guy come in there. How many sexual assaults have happened to women because men were identifying as women and went into, like, even prisons, women's prisons, women's bathrooms, women's locker rooms? This is an old saying, it doesn't make it so. California, and I just found this out, California had a bill that would give child sex traffickers a sentence of 25 years to life. Now, and this was just the Democratic Party in California said no. Said it would lead to longer sentences. Well, that is a door that can open, be opened for other things. But we have, this is one of the, if the most popular destination for child sex trafficking. Every state probably has knowledge of this. And again, when this came out, who was silent? Child Protection Services. I thought they were supposed to be I would keep on harping on this. I thought that Child Protection Services was supposed to be protecting children. Not going, hey, how much money can we give from these child sex traffickers? How much money can we give from these cartels to look the other way? Why else do you think it's still going on? And if you think it's just Child Protection Services, it's Department of Health and Human Services. It's, you know, if you don't get one child within, let's say, a week, oh, you're not doing your job. Come on back. How many people? It's, how many of these kids are going to continue to go missing? They say 1 million. $150 billion a year industry. I can't even fathom that amount of money. But what I can't fathom more is the fact that these kids are being used for something that adults participate in. And $100,000? That's for the extreme wealthy. Now, the ones that oppose this, listen very carefully. There's a saying, he or she that protests too much. It's just amazing. There are parents, and you may be listening right now, who you lost a child, just disappeared, or you lost it through CPS, DCS, you know, whatever initials they want to call, you know, Child Protection Services, and then mysteriously, oh, must have run away, we have no record of them, or we don't know where they're at, they must have just run away. Kind of wonder if maybe that runaway was they found a way in which to make even more money. And I know this is not something you wanted to hear, but after watching that, I mean, things are different now than when I was growing up. I'm a Gen Xer. We used to be able to walk out our door, our parents didn't have to worry if we went down to the park, if we went to our buddy's house, we went by ourselves. For the first time I went to my buddy's house, I was scared. But I made it there. We played video games, had Doritos, more than one time his buddy, actually his brother got mad because we ate all of his Doritos. He said, hey, you know how long it took me to buy those? And you know, there are parents that wish they could hear their kids arguing, playing, not have to worry. This movie shows that the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true. Because here's this father, all he wanted to do was just have a better life for his children. Here's someone that says, hey, I can give him a better life. Now realizing that when he said goodbye to his kids, it'd be a very long time in his mind that he'd ever see him again. And even though there are those listening to this podcast that would say, well, that's the exception. Tim Ballard should make it the rule that every child is returned. And this is the one thing, is the countries that know where these kids are and do nothing are paid by the guerrillas, by the whatever title they want to give themselves who have these kids, and moving them around. Didn't the Vietnamese move prisoners around, making sure that countries like ours wouldn't know where they're at? They kept on moving them. They would just, I hear stories that one day they just wake them up and says, come on, let's go. And then I watched this. Kids being put in containers. Which got me the idea. If they're shipping containers, they can be put on trailer chassis. Which means they can be moved right into the United States, which I hear they do. So if that's the case, then that means that there's certain points of entry or certain places border inspection. Now there's one a few miles north of Laredo. I know this because when I worked at Celadon in Risinger. And I had a Laredo run. J.B. Hunt also. We go down there. You going down there, you'll see it off to the east. East side of the highway. Going north. And I knew, you know, I'd go there, then come back. And it says, do you have anything to declare? And I was told, if I didn't go into Mexico, just say no. And that's what I did. And of course, I said, where'd you pick this up? I said, I picked it up in Laredo. They see the name on it, J.B. Hunt. And so chances are, if there's anything in that trailer, all I did was just go down there, pick up the trailer, and then I was heading north. Now, would I have been detained? More than likely, yes. They'd be asking me a series of questions. More than likely, I'd be let go. But I may have to be calling J.B. Hunt or whatever company and say, I need somebody to pick me up, or if I get a cab back to the terminal, you guys have to pay for it. And chances are they'd have somebody come get me and I'd get another truck and then go on. And it was drugs they were looking for. But I know that, at least from movies, that they use coffee grounds to hide the scent of, like, cocaine or something. But I don't see how they're getting past the checkpoints unless they know of back roads. Which, of course, Department of Homeland Security probably already, and Border Patrol probably already knows that too. So if they know all this, then why is it still going on? Why is areas such as where I'm living, why is it a high area for child sex trafficking? Why? And why doesn't local government do it? To take action? Well, they say follow the money. I say follow the person and their... And I hate to really say this, but their political party. And which, look at the ones that are currently yelling the loudest on the movie Sound of Freedom. Yelling against it. When you start realizing that, come 2024, it should be clear who you want out and who you want in Washington. But this is the question I'm coming back to. Why? No, two questions now. One, why hasn't our government, federal and state, done anything to try to stop this? If they know where it's coming from. If they know it's like trucks are coming in late at night. They know where they're going. They know the places that they drop these kids off at. And then mysteriously a bunch of vans or something get moved out and they go to different areas where the kids go to and stay. If they know all this, and I think you know the answer to this question, but if they know this, why don't they stop it? And the whole point, I think the whole point of pushing this transgenderism is to distract you from what's going on in the country. 5 years ago, this movie, Sound of Freedom, was supposed to come out. What would have been the outcome of the midterm elections in 2018? What about the elections in 2020? What would your vote have been if you would have seen this movie? It's sobering to think of, isn't it? It's sobering. But you know something? The economy, yeah, let's focus on that. Jobs, let's focus on that. But above that, ask, what's the United States going to do about child sex trafficking? How are we going to stop it? Now, they're going to say, well, we can't patrol everywhere. But don't they have satellites in space that can actually monitor if they see anything moving in the desert, especially something the size of an 18-wheeler? Do you think you're not going to notice something like that moving like at 2 a.m. in the morning in the desert? Because obviously, they seem to think, oh yeah, semi-trucks always drive in the middle of the desert at 2 a.m. in the dirt, where there's no roads. Maybe they do have a road made. Maybe there's an airstrip that shouldn't be there. Maybe they made that one so that way they shuffle the kids. Maybe they got multiple vans and they go off in separate directions. You mean to tell me they're not going to notice that? I'm just coming up with just right off the top of my head. What do we do? What do we say? And yes, Tim Ballard, he found Miguel's sister. Because somebody gave up the guy. Well, actually, they found Miguel first, and then they found his sister. Sorry. They found Miguel because this guy, I don't know where they find these people, but if you wait until the end of the movie, you see the actual raid on the island. So, why would they be fighting this? The answer is quite simple, money. So why are we distracted by the transgender athletes or the transgender beauty pageants? Sorry. Because they don't want you to, it sounds like they don't want you to focus on the real issues. For the Miss Universe pageant, I think that they should just say, okay, we have a new division we just came up with. Anyone who's transgender will compete in the transgender division. We'll have a Miss Transgender Universe or whatever. And then they have the Miss Universe. But make no mistake, this is a distraction. If we start putting the focus back on child sex trafficking, on things that really matter. Mike Pence, I kid you not, he was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. And he was talking about, you know, the money going to Ukraine, more bombs and stuff in Ukraine. And people who are living in the cities like Los Angeles, like Chicago, like New York, that actually has violence on the rise. You know what's going on in your own backyard. He said, it's not my concern. You gonna vote for Mike Pence after hearing it's not his concern, the escalating violence? Think about that. What about child sex trafficking? I think all candidates should be asked that and get a straight answer. And I'm not just talking for president, I'm talking vice president, I'm talking senators, congressmen. I'm going to be doing that, asking questions. I'm also going to be checking into protests. Protests have got to start immediately. And especially at CPS offices all over the country. Why they're not doing anything. Why targeting American families is more important than tackling a global issue. Something that is right here in your own backyard. Yet, I bet this the CPS, their agents go to restaurants, places like that, and hear these kids. Maybe they're bussing tables, maybe they're in the back washing dishes or whatever. Maybe they're working in factories. If they know what's going on. And I think this question has been asked before. Why not do something about it? So, for the parents who want to change little Tommy into little Susie or little Susie and little Tommy, guess what? If you thought I was on your side, I'm not. Let these kids grow up. Just because you didn't get a little boy or a little girl, and you got the opposite. You don't have the right to mutilate your child simply because you feel that that's not what God wanted you to have. But appreciate that God bless you with a child. And thank the Lord above that every day you wake up and your Tommy, little Susie, or whatever you, the name you gave him, you go into their bedroom and, you know, just open the door and you see them sleeping there. That Christmas, those kids are jumping up on the bed to Santa came, Santa came, Santa came. Although the father would probably be the first one up, saying, come on, kids. My dad did. Or Easter, where the kids are looking for the Easter eggs. Don't you get a big swelling of pride inside? Just being so happy seeing your kids look for those eggs. Their birthdays, where you're planning their party, trying to decide what to get them for their birthday. Hoping that they don't say, oh man, I got this. What you asked for? Yeah, but the new one came out. Appreciate those times. Because there are parents that don't have that opportunity. But then again, you have those in power that don't want you to be focused on that. They want you to be focused on other things. So to end, why are parents wanting to transition their kids? Why are lawmakers focused on this instead of the issue of child sex trafficking? And why is CPS, Child Protection Services, the state agencies, more concerned with taking your kids than helping to fight this, you can call it a pandemic, is it epidemic, $150 billion a year industry? Why are they silent on this issue? This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. and keep the pressure on on people in positions of power. Our politicians. And let's see if we can get all these kids home.